Heavy Equipment Parts.
Hi, is Brian there?
I can see if he's available. Master's calling.
Yeah, this is Olivia with Cardiff.
Olivia with Cardiff. And what is it regarding?
I'm just calling about some past financing you guys did with U.S. Bank.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Heavy Equipment Parts.
Hi, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. Is this Brian?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Brian. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I know that you're busy, so I won't take up too much of your time, but I really just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business.
Yeah, we're not interested. We don't need any financing. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Awesome. Well, do you maybe have, like, an email address in case something happens? You just have my info on file?
Okay.
Okay. What would that be?
Use brian@americantransitsupply.com.
brian@americantransitsupply.com.
Yep.
Are you guys pretty busy over there?
Yeah, we're trying to be.
Oh, yeah? Is it slow this time of year?
I would say it has slowed down some, but we're still busy, but it has slowed down a little bit.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure.
Oh, just kind of like...
I wish I knew what that answer was.
I guess
that's... Do you know why?
If I did, I probably wouldn't be where I am right now.
You'd be doing something else. You'd be up there pushing the buttons.
Right?
Right. So I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Well, I guess you guys, what is it that you guys do exactly over there? I know it says, like, heavy equipment parts, but I was just kind of curious what that means exactly.
We do procurement work for some government contractors and government direct.
Oh, that's why it's slow. The government.
Well, I don't know. It's always hard to tell.
Yeah. Does it take forever for them to pay you? My sister has a government job, and they do a lot of government contracts, and it just takes forever for them to get paid for anything.
No, we do really good on payments.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. I hear that all the time, and I'm just wondering why that is. I don't really know.
Yeah, it might just be the industry. I mean, she's in defense, so a little bit different than procurement, I guess. But you guys would procure for everything, right?
Sure, yeah. We do it for the military, the defense. You know, if your paperwork's not right, you don't get paid.
Oh, maybe that's
really
it.
And then you have to use their systems, and you got to be set up for everything. So it can be daunting.
And it probably is a lot of paperwork, too, huh? So if one thing's wrong, and it probably takes forever for it to fix.
Everything out, yeah.
Oh, how long have you guys been doing this?
Since 1981.
Oh, wow. Were you the original owner?
No, I'm the second.
Oh, the second? Is it family owned?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Is it family owned?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We got in here in 2000, well, January 1, 2002.
Oh, wow. 2002, so you've been doing it for quite some time. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been interesting.
A bit interesting.
Yeah.
What would you say is like your like most challenging part of the job?
Having too many things to do and not enough time to get them done.
Oh, really? Do you guys just ever hire new like personnel, or is it hard to find good people?
It's hard to find good people, but you just have all these responsibilities. You know, you gotta have sales. You gotta be on payroll. You gotta be on human resources. There's just so many things.
You do all that?
Well, yeah, I basically have to make sure it gets kept up.
Okay, but you have, like, different people, right? That different salesperson, HR person, everything. You just make sure that they're actually doing what they're supposed to do, right?
Right.
That must be kind of difficult. It can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you calling from?
We're out here in San Diego.
San Diego.
We're,
okay.
Yeah. We're out, you guys are in Colorado, right? Or no, you're in California.
We're in California. We're in Northern California.
Oh, you're in Hayward.
Yeah.
Where's that by?
Oakland. Right next to south of
Okay.
Oakland.
Okay, cool.
Redwood City.
Okay, I used to live up north, but I was not near there. I was in Sacramento.
Okay.
I visited San Francisco.
Yeah, we're just across the bay from San Francisco.
Nice. Do you guys have like water views?
We are. Our office is probably a half a mile from the bay.
Oh, really?
So we're really close to the bay, so we get all that nice weather all year round.
Yeah, like the breeze.
Yep, the breeze, and it doesn't get too hot here.
Does it get cold though?
If it's clear, yes. If it stays overcast, it stays pretty nice.
Really? Wow, it's so opposite here. When it's overcast, it's cold, and when it's clear, it's nice.
Yeah. That overcast holds that heat in.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, when it clears off and you get that north wind coming in here, it can be a biter.
Oh, really?
With all that moisture, the humidity, and the wind off the ocean can be pretty brutal.
Yeah, isn't there a quote by someone that's like, the coldest winter I ever had was like a summer in San Francisco?
I think that was like Mark Twain. Or
yeah,
Rogers,
it was Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yeah, somebody like that.
Yeah, I always think about that because I've only visited a few times and it was real chilly.
Yeah, it can be, especially in the summertime when that wind comes in the summertime, it can be cold.
Yeah, is the water ever warm enough to go in, or is it just, like, pretty to look at?
It's just pretty to look at.
And so maybe,
to go into.
Maybe a boat or yacht or, I don't know, boating.
Yeah,
so
it's
something
nice
like
to
that.
Watch it. Yeah.
Nice. All
right.
One more question before I let you go, if that's okay. Is there, like, a specific time of year you guys evaluate, like, your equipment needs, maybe, like, towards the end to take advantage of 179 or anything, or are you guys pretty set?
Probably the first of the year, after our years are in, so, like, the first quarter of the calendar year.
Okay, cool. Would you mind if I just, like, kind of just followed up with you a few times a year, see how things are going?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you. And yeah, I'll follow up with you, send you an email here in a few minutes, and then
hope
things pick back up.
All right.
Thanks. All right. Have a good one. Bye.